Then a hip hop album review with a special guest, the Carters.
I know what you mean, man.
I'm just saying, like, she's not always on the reviews. How many reviews are you on?
Sophie? Like two.
Okay, but I mean, I'm
so that makes you special to the review. You're not a special character to the brand, but to the review, you special.
So did we go through this last time? With
maybe I don't know.
I can't remember. It sounds
I don't know.
It sounds very familiar.
The Carters, Everything Is Love, Dead End Hip Hop, and Sophie.
Yes.
How'd you feel about this?
Oh, don't put it on me first. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna answer in the middle when everybody's hired.
All right.
Go ahead.
So
this is how I feel. No.
That would be classic. But so you were somewhat surprised, right, that this album dropped? No. Why not? Because remember when we were talking about it on the podcast, me and Rob was like, yo, Jay is writing because his hair is growing and he ain't cutting. He was like, no, I don't think so. Wasn't that you?
Is the Mic Still On podcast? Make sure you guys subscribe to that. If you guys were subscribed to, you would have heard that. And what shit wouldn't have surprised you? Is the Mic Still On?
I just said I didn't like when he grows his hair out.
Okay. But there was a reason to it. But it's all good, though. Definitely unexpected for me. Did y'all see what 50 said? I wanted to bring it up on the podcast.
About
Jay dropping this the same time as Nas.
Yeah.
And he was like,
we said that.
He probably wouldn't know. You know, he'd be late to the podcast.
we didn't talk about 50, but we said that was fucked up.
Yeah, I know we said that. Oh, but okay. I'm just saying 50 was also talking about it.
I didn't know 50 was talking about
it. Yeah, and he said, you know, like, he does a whole bunch of petty stuff and... You know, people always talk about him, but when Jay does something like this, don't nobody say
when
nothing.
When Jay do
it. Because it's subtle and nobody, and people rarely picks it up. So it's very nuanced. But
was that really subtle?
Somewhat, yeah.
So you think it was more so as Nas or more so towards so Kanye?
Nas.
Kanye.
Okay.
I think he took a shot at Kanye on this album.
The way it came in, how smooth it was, and then it went to ape shit, like, and then it brought you right back up. I thought the way B and Jay played off of each other was real good. I can't remember the name of the track. I want to say maybe 713, how the beat switch up on that was.
Yeah,
like that shit was hard. You know what I'm saying? I think that they honestly put a pretty good hip-hop R&B album together. That's the lane that they are in together. I get it. So I'm cool with that. And I think that they played up to, you know, the popular trendy sound, but they also gave you, you know, like on Black Effect.
Let me ask you something real quick before you go into Black Effect. Like, do you could kind of compare it to, like, what him and R. Kelly did? Best of Both Worlds?
Kinda, sorta. I felt like that, like listening to this versus that, that felt forced compared to this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This felt.
There were times when I first listened to this, this felt a little forced.
Hello.
Like the way she's singing on here, the rapping,
right.
You know, Beyonce rapping. Beyonce, stop. Y'all stop gassing Beyonce up to rap. This shit, stop it now.
She's kind of dabbled in, like,
she's a bigger entertainer than her.
She goes both ways. It depends.
No,
on
but
the day.
She used to dabble in her little rappingness back in the day. So it's like really not that much of a shock.
She did that on Soulja, right?
Yeah. She does that on a lot of her older records, especially with.
It's not new, Ken.
Yeah, it's not new.
It's a new style of rap.
What I said was stop gassing her up like she can rap. Because I've seen, you know, and that's Twitter, I understand. But there's so many people in there like, oh, Beyonce meets trap and flame emojis or whatever the little thing, the Elmo shit or whatever. No. This
Emoji,
whatever. Yeah. Y'all got me. What she was doing on Black Effect. Oh, my God. Malcolm X! Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that shit sounds terrible.
No, it didn't.
No,
she is.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Did.
She over here imitating Migos and y'all putting up flame emojis.
Thank you.
Bro,
come on, man.
But how many rappers imitate Migos because Migos were written for them, though?
But how many rappers are Beyonce? Like, there's not a comparison there. Beyonce doesn't need to fucking imitate
Migos. Oh, that's
Migos.
What you're saying. You don't need it. Like, that was
like
saying.
How is this? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm not a Beyonce fan, but I understand her legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree with you.
I don't understand why she would need to do something like this. Like, it seemed like it would have been cooler if she just fucking sang her ass off and Jay rapped.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I knew that they weren't going to give us, like, a part two on the run entire album, but right. It's just kind of like...
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't do that, honestly.
Well...
I didn't want that.
You like this more?
What they I did think I like what they did more. Because I feel like on the run tour type of songs or Bonnie and Clyde type of songs would have been too expected. Like, and I feel like it would have been, yeah, too predictable. I think it would have been kind of corny. I don't think what they did is corny.
On my first listen to the whole album, it struck me as like, clearly there's a new sound, but I need to like be in this moment and really just try to digest the music for what it is outside of like Twitter and all that stuff. And when I did that, to be honest, like, I didn't really care for Ape Shit, only because it literally just felt like Offset with Beyonce's vocals. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, basically it was.
Of course
I heard the reference track. Like, I know that he wrote that shit, and I know that they pulled it from him, but...
Oh, there's a reference track out there?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's Migos rapping. It's like, damn.
You could tell.
I don't know. It just felt very, like, off-putting at first, but once I thought about the context of, like, the tour and stuff, and the fact that the album was not that long, I was like, okay, like, to me, it just seems like a lot of, like, transition type of songs for, like, when they're, like, doing their old, like catalog of music. So when I listened to it in that context, and then I did pick out the couple of songs that I did like, I was like, okay, it's whatever to me.
Wow, you think this sounds like transition songs?
It sounds like oh, it's gonna put that much work into it.
I disagree with that.
It's gonna play extremely really? Well at that concert.
Yeah, I'm not saying yeah, but she, but you get what she's saying though. She's saying transition songs
not
between
all
the, like their jams.
Not all of them, but well, I definitely don't think they're gonna perform all nine songs on the tour. But I just feel like some of them are going to be specific, like monologues and stuff like that for like the background. I feel what Kent was saying with the ad-libs, right? There were certain ad-libs on both parts that I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, when I first listened to Summer, I was like, Jay, we need to have a talk. Because she sounds so like melodic and like
she
nice. And she like sounded amazing. And what the fuck is that ad lib where he's like,
"Hey, breathe."
What is that about?
What do you mean he's bringing that back for the American Gangster?
No.
Oh man.
Don't bring it back.
You gotta let it breathe.
No. It sounds,
you gotta let it breathe.
He sounds like he's huffing and puffing and running out of breath.
So he's not letting it breathe.
He's not. He sounds like he needs some air.
Dang. So do you like the album?
Is forgettable for you?
Nah, it can't be.
Right?
I feel like just because I'm a Beyonce fan, people are going to expect me to suck the dick of this album.
What is with you sucking dicks today?
I don't know. It's just a term that I'm using.
A whole lot of dicks getting sucked.
But yeah, I feel like the video and stuff for Ape Shit, obviously that was amazing. Mm-hmm. So
the
well
video
done.
Video was dope.
Yeah. So amazing. I mean, you're fucking rich as fuck. You're booking the goddamn Louvre, which is ironically, now this is a rumor. Okay. I heard that Kim and Kanye tried to book the Louvre for their fucking wedding.
Let's go. Wow.
And they weren't able to get it. I don't know if it just...
Now that'd be shots for real. God, that'd be
exactly.
Shots.
Exactly. So I'm like, damn, like... Because you know they all artsy and shit. Right. Whatever. Exactly. Try to be all innovative and, you know, trendy and stuff. And let's have our wedding in the Louvre or whatever. And I guess it didn't work out.
You know what? I came to this conclusion last night.
All right. What is it?
This is a summer album. And it has a summer sound to it. And it's not... Obviously not overly complex, so it's just very mainstream sounding, very trendy. I think one of you guys said that before, and it's for the concert. So these are songs that are going to just simply work. But when you ride with the windows down, it works. It's definitely for guys like, for people, even though you're kind of on the album.
Who is
but
who?
Sophie.
Oh.
But it's still for people that are definitely in the Beehive. Wow, they.
Oh my God.
They fucking love it.
It's Beehive. All I have to say, I really discovered on this album that I'm not a Jay-Z fan. And I really, I want to say, there's 9 songs, probably 7 out of 10. Of these songs on this album, it literally sounded like he was tripping over his words. I don't know if that's just supposed to be his flow. He would put like fucking 20 syllables where only 5 would fit.
I noticed that too.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Can you not hear yourself? Like, I'm lost.
You had to hear that.
Who cleared this?
You had to hear that. He was cramming a lot of words in the bars.
Thank you.
Weird.
That shit
But I
movie.
Thought that was cool though.
No, it's not cool at all.
If anybody else did that, you'd be like, that's weird.
No, I thought it was cool. That's what I'm saying. It, actually, because it's weird, I thought it was cool because it wasn't typical Jay flow. And I was like, okay, he's trying something different.
No, yeah, it didn't work though. But we can admit that? Yeah, can we just stop lying?
It worked.
You heard it.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Throughout the
I'm going to find the lyrics. It was horrible.
It was weird. It didn't sound right.
It was so ass.
And y'all can't call me a Jay hater because I love 444. So I was on the Jay train for a minute. And when Ape Shit came out, I was like, this song is fucking dope. I can't wait to hear this album.
You wasn't on the train for a minute. You stopped off on the first exit, bro.
When 444 came out, I said it was amazing. Not amazing, but I loved it.
You liked it.
And then when Ape Shit came out, you know, on Twitter like that, but when Ape Shit came out, I was like, damn. This song is really dope.
Zeus scheme he did was pretty.
Yeah, it was really fresh. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Like how he just drew that whole Zeus scheme picture out.
And
like,
it took a minute to actually even pick up that he was doing that. And I was like, wow, this is actually nice.
Yeah.
But then when the album, and I said, I was like, I'm looking forward to hearing this album. And then the album came out, and I was like, what in the womp womp is this?
I have a quote.
The womp womp.
Online, they call me dad, kiddingly. You're not supposed to take this dad thing literally. Why is that in like where two spaces of syllables should fit? Why?
It did sound weird.
It was so fucking weird.
FIFO, you the James.
It didn't sound weird to me. It didn't. Perfect. That's not me standing. It just didn't sound weird to me.
It's a little standing.
How? It didn't sound weird to me.
It sounded awful.
Because you said, if it was anybody else, y'all probably think it was a little odd. And you were like, well, it sounds cool because it's Jay.
No, I said it sounds cool because Jay
doesn't do that all the time.
He typically doesn't do that all the time.
Right.
So I'm like,
oh,
man, that's an interesting flow.
But Jay has done that. And like, for Jay fans, for him to bring that back is like, oh, shit.
To cram too many words into a bar?
It doesn't sound good.
Sometimes he can be wordy if he wants to.
That's fine, but working into a bar, that's part of rapping.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like Rod, it didn't sound bad to me at all. Like, I actually enjoyed Jay throughout the project.
Jay-Z could fucking rap.
You did?
Sam I Am. I was like, that's tight.
This Jay. Really?
No.
I didn't like the Holy Grail. Like I'm very critical. I didn't like Watch the Throne. I'm very critical of Jay. Yeah, so let's not put it out there like I'm just, you know, sucking dick out here.
Can we leave this alone, please? Can we leave the dick alone for the rest of the
But you know what my problem was with it? It's like, I feel like he was being overly wordy with things that he could have made more concise to sound better.
Mm. But I feel like he does that a lot, though. And I feel like he did
and
that.
And it doesn't sound good a lot.
That's a style, though.
It really doesn't sound good.
It sounds like he's annoying.
I'm going to go back and listen to it. Just because y'all say that, I'm going to go back
and
listen to it.
Please re-listen to it. It didn't sound bad to me.
I'm not even saying it sounds bad. It just sounds awkward.
It sounds weird as fuck.
B, how you feel? You ain't say nothing, man.
I've been going back and forth like crazy.
You ever seen the shoot going ape shit?
Did you peep the line on Black Effect, the Mos Def joint?
Yeah.
That's shining a light on me, like Uma said. I was like, damn, I like Black Effect. Black Effect is cool.
Yeah. He has some lines.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't even like excited for this album.
No, I wasn't either. I was interested, but I was like, because I think when I talked about it on the podcast, I was like, they dropping something, but you don't hear me saying, oh, I can't wait.
Right.
Because I really didn't have high expectations for this.
I completely agree with Ken. I'm like, I was going to say that. Like, this is just pretty much a summer album. Like, this is something you can play, have in the background at a summer event, a cookout, unless you have something at a cookout or something like that or whatever. And it's just, it just plays in the background pretty much. Like I said, I like Ape Shit. I like Not Nice got that bounce. I like Nice. That Pharrell joint. That Pharrell joint.
Yeah,
that Pharrell
joint.
I like the beat.
That beat fucking sucked.
What?
It was fucking crazy. What are you talking about?
God damn, Sophie.
Literally, when I heard it the first time, I was like, man. Who cleared this shit? It sounds awful.
It sounds awful.
Literally. It sounds awful. Like, I'm not a producer. I don't know the fucking technicality. I don't know the terms. But the way that it just...
That shit got
Sophie,
that
come on.
You know, that shit sounds like ass.
Wow.
Ass crap.
Smoking crack with ass crack. That's what she said.
It sounds awful, literally. Damn. I was like, my God. And the thing is, because I like Beyonce's verse because of all the shit that she's talking or whatever and talking about not putting lemon in it.
She's being cocky.
Yeah, you know, she's being cocky or whatever, which is something that I feel like.
Car doors. I'm on these bum whores. Keep that bullshit.
Okay, that line wasn't the best.
No, it was not.
But I wanted to get to her verse because I like all the shit that she's talking on it, but my God, the beat was just suffocating. Like, I can't. It was awful. That was one of the best beats.
That shit was dope as well. But I mean, overall, it's just like, I mean, I'm not gonna return to this really. I'm not gonna return to this album at all. Is it like whack, horrible? No, I wasn't like a chore listening to it, but at the same time, I'm not like.
Because it was so short too. I mean, it wasn't.
I like short albums. So it didn't feel short.
Because I feel like I never listened to Lemonade. I just don't. I can't get into Beyonce's music. I listened to 444. And I feel like, okay, after those two albums, she makes an album about him cheating, he makes an album about himself cheating and how he's sorry. Mm-hmm. Then they come together to make an album. Mm-hmm. I feel like there should have been a whole lot more depth to this album. And instead, it just seemed like we got a whole bunch of that shit that Rod calls black excellence. Mm-hmm. That whole, like, we're rich.
We're better than you.
We're better than you.
You're not
like,
us.
But that's I feel what you're talking about, because a lot of people were saying that, okay, this seems like a good closer, or what should have been a good closer, but it's not as deep as it should. Or
not
people,
at all.
People had, but I mean,
give
really
us a story. Talk about, you know,
why you cheated.
Well, yeah. Talk about why you cheated. Let her come back and say, you know, well, you're fucked up for that. Like. Something. There wasn't any meat potatoes here.
And I feel
they
you.
They touched
1,000%.
On it in certain parts.
Yeah, but it was very light. Yeah, it was very light. And I feel you. It was a missed opportunity, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think they just took, you know, another opportunity of, yo, let's just make some super hype music for the summer.
But it wasn't hype.
But
it was.
You said it will be.
It's good for the tour.
Yeah, it's good for the tour.
Yeah.
It's good for summer. It's I don't mean like hype, like you know, like fucking Onyx or some shit. But I'm just saying like they could have went deep, right? And they could have went like so deep that we were like, holy shit! Like they could have uncovered a lot, but they didn't. They went the tour route.
I mean, do we really expect them to
do that though?
With as private as they are, do we really expect them to do
that deep?
Why not?
So I'm somewhat conflicted because I agree with you. They could have given us something in line with Lemonade and 444, right? But at the same time, they're like, all right, we have already kind of given you two heavy albums. Let's give you something a little bit more light.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, let's not.
Like, we're past it, guys.
Yeah,
we're making music
we're
together.
Over it.
We love each other.
Are they really past it?
That's what the album sounds like.
Oh, no.
Me. That's what it sounds
like.
It
doesn't really sound like they're past it.
Really?
No.
I think if.
Because so Beyonce would say something, but then kind of stop herself from saying too much.
That's because Jay-Z would interject, like even on Love Happy,
You
fucked up the first song, we had to get remarried, yo chill, you know, like, and she was like, we got to keep it real, right? Like, what the fuck? Like,
and y'all should have kept it extra real. Because right now, you kept it real boring. They could have been real, like, introspective and real interesting.
But I also think that both, like, as artists too, I feel like maybe maybe they don't want to go that deep, or like maybe they don't want to go deeper with what the fuck they're, because it's been going on for so long with both of their catalogs and stuff like that, and all the music that they put out. Maybe they're trying to like reel it back in.
Jay only did one album talking about that.
I mean, yeah, but Jay did one and Beyonce did one, and they were in two different types of eras, which carried on for what, like almost 2 years.
So they came together and rolled like Voltron,
right?
That would have been dope.
Coming off those two heavy albums, like
y'all come together, y'all talking about it as a family.
I mean, I think that they address certain things. Like, I think that they addressed, obviously Beyonce had the whole Lemonade thing, and that why the fuck that wasn't, you know, on like different like streaming platforms, and the fact that, again, she doesn't give a fuck about streaming. She's in a different place. They also talked about, you know, like the relationship. Like, I like that they had an entire song on, like, for Friends. I really, really like that.
Oh, Friends
song.
Was good. I forgot about that one. Friends was good.
Yeah.
And you said you like Black Effect too, right?
No, I didn't. That was me.
Oh, okay.
Friends actually had really dope content. It didn't sound great to me, but I liked what he was saying.
Right. I feel like they got deep on that one, like you said. I feel like they got, you know, that was personal.
For sure. I felt like that was one of the only songs that I felt like his verse didn't annoy the fuck out of me, and they actually, like, were in sync.
What are your favorite tracks?
Oh, let me see the whole track. Let's see. Friends, Heard About Us.
We need five.
Huh?
We do, well, it's nine, so we do about four.
Four or five.
Boss.
Okay.
Friends. I would say Summer, but I fucking hate the way that he breathing on that damn song.
Let it breathe, Sophie. Let it breathe, Sophie.
He literally, you know what he sounds like? He literally sounds like he just tripped over a threshold of a room and is like trying to catch his breath. That's what he sounds like on this entire album to me. Like, I just feel like literally how he raps.
Sound like he tripped over the door.
Literally, that's what he sounds like. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's like in the mic. It sounds like he's in the booth recording and like he forgot that the track was playing and his verse came up and he's like, oh shit, my bad. Like, yeah. Like, he's just like, you forgot that your part was coming. And Beyonce is through the glass like, nigga, it's your part. Like, oh my God. Figure it out. Like,
hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And you know it's true.
It is.
And he knows it's true.
It is true.
Can't, oh, that, that, so Your favorite track. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm pissed. God damn, it sounded like he was coming in from a day of mowing the lawn or some shit. Anyway. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. We're here.
I need some lemonade.
Get back and make some lemonade.
Okay, oh, so God. Here we are. Oh. Boss.
Yes.
Friends heard about us. And ape shit, I guess. I mean, it wasn't that great, but I can just think of me listening to it at the concert, and I just know that it's gonna be amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it time.
give me Summer, Ape Shit, Nice, Friends, and Black Effect.
You know, I got Ape Shit. I still think that shit is tight.
Okay.
All of it, including the Beyonce doing the Migos. Doing the Migos karaoke. Yeah.
Give me the ball.
Yeah. I thought that shit sounded cool.
Shit, hey.
This shit had me hype for this album, but they let me down. What? Jay let me down.
What?
Mm. Jay and Nas both let me down. God damn. Jay Cole needed part two to that song.
I got Ape Shit, Nice, 713, and Black and Pink.
Yeah. Oh, you like 713?
I just like the beat.
Yeah.
And Harry using the still the right. beat reference.
Yeah, yeah, still.
I mean, that's it.
That was kind of cool. Jay-Z, well, that was actually kind of cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Summer, Ape Shit, Black Effect, and Love Happy.
Are you like Love Happy?
Yeah, I like Love Happy.
The Carters, if you're watching, I feel where Michael's coming from. It definitely could have been a part of the trilogy. I definitely think that's an opportunity miss, but I also understand where you guys went with the project. Dropped it right in the middle of the summer, about to be on tour. I get it. I enjoyed it though. You know what I'm saying? It's, it, like Ken said, it's one of those joints you put in the car, put the windows down, you ride out to it. You know, it's not nothing deep, nothing heavy, nothing I gotta decipher. Just, you know, put that shit on, man. Let that shit ride. Let it breathe. But I'm good. Thank you for, you know, project.
Carters, if you're watching, business decision. I think this was a great decision by you guys going on tour, put this album out. It's playful, it's friendly, it's the summer, you know, like B said earlier, like you put on a couple of songs at a cookout or a family reunion, it'll play well. And at the end of the day, that's all most of your fans would need, and they'll be satisfied with that, and that's it.
Nothing I'm gonna return to. One thing I will say though about you guys is that whenever you guys do like visual stuff, you put on for Black folks. Like you put on for us. So I will say that. Like that's one thing I've always noticed about Beyonce and Jay. Whenever they collaborate or they doing something together, they represent
great. All by themselves. Actors.
Black
effect. Yeah.
Black. Yeah. That's there you go. But that's one thing I will say. But other than as far as this album, I mean, if it's on, I don't have no issue. If I don't ever listen to this again.
You guys aren't watching, so I don't really know what you're talking to. Right. So I'll just do this because Rod's gonna make me. This is not for me. I don't really know what else to say besides that. I was really hoping to go ape shit for the whole album.
Right.
And I didn't. I was ape shit for one song, and the rest of it, I was taking a cat nap.
So you wanted hype tracks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wanted some fucking hype jams. I wanted Beyonce singing, talking that shit. I wanted Jay fucking rapping. But if y'all are gonna make a mellow sounding album, then give me some depth. I don't need mellow sounds with y'all bragging. That's boring to me.
Yeah.
But if other people like it, I'm not your demographic, clearly. So if other people like it, then cool, man. Yeah, obviously don't listen to me. But y'all still wrong for doing that shit to Nas. Y'all some assholes. And if Nas, if you watching, cause he'd be more likely than not. Cause Nas mad. Please do something about this. Make an Ether part two or try. Just don't let Kanye produce it.
But it wasn't. So you thought it was about both of them. I don't think it's about Nas. I think it's more about Kanye.
No, it was about both of them.
Nah.
I think it was about both of them.
Why?
I think,
he ain't got no beef with Nas right now.
He don't have to. I think Jay's on that petty shit.
No, man.
Then why wouldn't he have done it for. He should have done this shit to fucking Kid Cudi.
He is on the
He should have done it for Kid Not Ghost then. Or Kid See Ghost. He could have done this shit for Ye. Because shit, we know the shit been done. They wrote this shit in 10 minutes.
Oh, he could have did it for Ye.
They could have done this shit for Ye, and it wouldn't have had no collateral damage. He did this shit to Nas, too. He's just letting Nas know.
Yep.
I remember.
I still got it.
The past, I remember it.
What you got, Sophie, if the Carters are watching?
Hi, Beyonce.
I love you.
That is hilarious.
I'll see you in August, accompanied by your husband.
Hey, she said you ain't gonna knock the nose off her Pharaoh.
She sure did say that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
You're not gonna shoot the nose off a Pharaoh. You little bum ho.
Jay-Z, squeeze less syllables together. We don't need that ever again. Just pay attention when your time is coming up in the studio. But other than that, you know, cute. Thanks. I don't know how to do these things. I don't know. Sure. Hey, that's it.
Yo, I think a blocker from coming in the show.
Right. Yeah, dead in his boxer.